Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. Talk some basketball now. Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and talk a little bit about BYU's basketball team as well as what's going on there right now. Lots of camps going on right now. Let's chat with Andrew May, Director of Basketball Operations. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. First off, get us up to date on all things BYU basketball right now. Camps galore, I hear.
Yes, camps up to our eyeballs around here, which is great. It's one of the best camps in the country. We have about 3 weeks of them. They're week-long camps, and they're awesome. We have over 500 campers each camp. And, I mean, as far as camps around the country go, they're as good as they come. We have such good attendance, and they sell out every time. And probably the highlight camp that we have every year is our Fathers and Sons camp that sells out in about a minute and a half. So it's awesome. So, but they're definitely a lot of time and a lot of organization. And but I've went to that camp when I was a kid. I mean, I've been going there since I was 12 years old and made some great friends. And so, no, they're definitely lots of fun and super busy.
I was actually, as a football player, able to work that camp back in the day. That was a little bit like a summer job for me, a lot of fun. Hey, tell us a little bit about Heath Schroyer. I know a lot of BYU fans are excited about that addition and, bringing something hopefully a little bit different and valuable to the coaching staff. Can you give us some insight as to him, what he's doing right now?
Yeah, so Heath is unbelievable coach. As far as finding a guy in the coaching world that has been around the block, has coached high-level players, has coached all across the country, just to have him come here and coach with us is just it's an honor, and he does a fantastic job. He, has coached high level kids that have played in the NBA. He's recruited all over the country, and I'm just grateful to work with him. I've learned a lot from him, and excited for what he's bringing to the table. Just fresh views, fresh eyes, and he's a fantastic coach along with the rest of the guys on our staff. I mean, he's a perfect fit at BYU because he knows, the culture. He knows what it's like to be here. He knows, how to recruit here, and with the relationships he's had and things like that, is he's just a perfect fit.
Andrew, we're coming up on your 2-year anniversary at BYU as a director of operations. And I don't know if many BYU fans know about you, Andrew. So could you just take a moment and just talk to us about who you are and where you came from and what you do there at BYU?
Sure. Yeah. So my story kind of starts probably with my dad. My dad played here at BYU back with Danny Ainge back in the 70s. And so grew up around basketball, grew up loving BYU basketball. And I played at Lone Peak High School for my dad. And he was actually the head coach there before Quincy Lewis. And then from there, I worked at BYU, did my undergraduate and graduate degrees here while working with the team as the head manager. And then from there, I went to Salt Lake Community College and coached for 4 years there, had tons of success and coached with a great coach there. We had 4 championships in the 4 years that we were there. I got to coach Gary Payton's son, Gary Payton II, and just had great experience there. And from there, this position as the director of basketball operations opened here, and coach decided to bring me back. And my job is awesome. It's a great job. It's handling the logistics of the program. So when it comes to anything off of the floor, that's kind of my baby. And so I try to make it so Coach Rose and the rest of the coaching staff, all they have to worry about is recruiting great players, coming up with great game plans, and so I can take care of the rest of that stuff. So I'm really excited to be here. Love working at BYU and love working for Coach.
Director of Operations Andrew May for the basketball team here on ESPN 960. Andrew, you talked a little bit about the camps that have occurred. We heard that, I believe, just today or yesterday was the first day that the players reported, the current players. How has that transition been, and what have you guys been doing since they've reported?
Yeah, so actually today was our first day of workouts, and it's great. We're allowed 2 hours a week is what they allow us to do doing skill workouts, and then we're allowed to do 6 more hours of conditioning and weights and things like that. And so all of our guys are in school, and, yeah, we're just diving right in and really excited about our group of guys. I mean, they are – you know, motivated. A lot of them, I think, feel like they have a chip on their shoulder and are, you know, focused and looking forward to this next season and excited about the prospects of this season. And with this team that we have, I think we're definitely going to be improved. I think we'll be as balanced of a team as we've been, and just really excited about the future with them.
Yeah, even with Eric being gone, I mean, you got to be happy about the amount of people that are coming back with Elijah and TJ and Nick and Yoli. Talk to us, give us a name or two as far as newcomers that you think could play significant roles on this team.
Yeah, I mean, so we got 4 return missionaries back. So we have Zach Selius, Dalton Nixon, Ryan Andrus, and our fourth one is, let me tell you, Dalton Nixon, Ryan Andrus, Luke Worthington. So those 4 guys are back from their missions and are diving right in and doing a great job. And Zach obviously was a significant contributor as a freshman. But then as far as our new guys go, we have Jashir Hardnett and Rylan Bergeson. And Jashir is a transfer from Chipola Junior College. I think he's going to add some high-level quickness, ability to get in the paint, ability to create for others, which is definitely something we'll need. We got guys that can really shoot it, especially at our forwards positions. You know, those guys, we're pretty skilled. Peyton Dastra, Brian Andrus, these guys can really space the floor as big men. And so I think having an elite driver like he is will really, really help. And Jashir is definitely one that has stuck out for me as far as contributing. But, you know, there's lots to be. We got 8 weeks of workouts now, and then we got some before the season even starts. So I'm excited about the group.
Can you give us a tangible example of how the Marriott Center Annex has helped to improve maybe an individual or a team aspect of BYU basketball?
Yeah, you know, it is when we get recruits on campus, and, you know, I got to recruit this last recruiting period because Heath Schroyer was not hired yet. And as I went across the country talking to the different coaches, all of them came up to me and said, like, man, oh, BYU, just another, you know, 25-win season or 20-win season, and you guys are just, as usual, successful as usual and beating Gonzaga as usual, like all these things. And so it made me think, well, how come we're so consistently – why is Coach so consistently successful? I mean, there's hardly any coaches in the country that are consistently winning as he is. And I think this Marriott Center Annex is a testament to how he does that. And how he does it is makes it so all of our guys, when they come here, all they have to worry about is playing basketball and going to school. And this facility is – basically us putting our money where our mouth is, as far as we believe that we're going to dedicate a space and time for these guys to work, you know, day in and day out on their games. And I think when we get recruits in here and they see it, they're just like, wow, these guys are serious about it. And it's one thing to have a nice facility, but it's another to have guys that are actually in here day in and day out working. And I can tell you, you know, looking back when I was a manager with Tyler Haas, I was assigned when Tyler was a freshman to rebound for him. And there'd be times where we'd get kicked out of the Richards building or things like that because we didn't have a dedicated space. And now to have this place to where we have these guys, they don't need permission from me. They can just come in and they have fingerprint access to get in and they can work on their games all the time. And I think that's really the key. And it's something that's a huge sell for us at BYU is – there's lots of other schools that kids can go to, but to have a place like this where they can come and have dedicated time, dedicated space to work on their games, and not only that, have teammates that are interested in doing that and have teammates that are interested in going to class are really, really big things as far as talking to the kid and talking to the parents and saying, you can go to other schools, but maybe half those kids don't want to be in class and half those kids aren't working on their games, but here at BYU, that's what we do. That's the culture. So it's definitely good.
So in the last half a decade, is it safe to say that you went from rebounder to director of basketball operations. That's pretty impressive right there.
Well, you know, working with great people makes it easier. That's for sure. So,
well, another question for you, and I hate to speculate, and don't feel like you have to either, but I feel like last season we saw something a little bit different with this team as far as the Dave Rose formula for success. The offensive pace was just a little bit different. With the lineup this year, do you think we'll see more of the traditional, you know, green light, let it fly type of Dave Rose offense that we've seen in the past? Or is this slow down? Is this slow down ball? Was it Eric Mika ball, or is it more of a Dave Rose thing?
Yeah, so last year for sure. I mean, I think a lot of people thought, hey, they're playing slow. We were the fourth fastest team in the country last year as far as tempo. I mean, so we still play at a super fast pace even when we have a really good post player like Eric. And I think what we'll probably see more of this year is maybe more spacing, not having Eric down there, where Eric's kind of a great security blanket that you could throw the ball and he's, you know, talented player that could go score. But I think especially what, like I said earlier, with big guys that can really space the floor, I think that will be a significant thing that will help our guys as far as utilizing all of the strengths of all of our guards, including, you know, Elijah and Jashir, like I talked about, Nick Emery, TJ Haas, these guys that can get in the paint, that can dribble, pass it, all that stuff. I think that will be a significant thing. So as far as like our tempo, I won't imagine our tempo will change much. I bet we won't play as fast as I mean, fourth in the country is almost, you know, breakneck speed. And so I bet we'll still be very fast, but I would guess that comes down a bit.
Any other surprises that we can expect this off season from BYU basketball, whether there's transfers, are there any scholarships still available, and will we see those allotted to somebody?
Yeah, so right now our team is complete. There's a chance things can happen in the future, but for now, we're excited about the guys that we have and are hoping, you know, knowing that we're going to be great this next season, so hopefully we'll put it together.
And I've heard from Dave Rose what he envisions this next year, and you touched on it in that question that Jake Caressa just posed to you, but how do you envision this team being better this year than it was a year ago with a star like Eric Mika leaving the roster?
Yeah, and I think balance, like I said earlier, will be a huge part of us. Is we're going to be able to spread the floor more, and so having all four and even all five guys that can stretch the floor will be a definite advantage for us. And I think more and more you can see in the NBA, and I mean watching Golden State Warriors, teams like that is kind of the wave of the future, is having four and even five guys on the floor that can space it. That's going to be a huge thing for us. And then also defensively, we're going to make strides, and Coach Schroer and Coach Lewis and Coach Lacombe are all good defensive minds, and we're going to be able to improve on the defensive side of the floor as well. We're going to guard the three-point line better, and it's going to be great.
Speak on TJ Haas for me for a minute. It felt like, you know, TJ, as a freshman, first team all conference, fresh off of a mission, I mean, awesome accomplishments, but I think it's safe to say that most people are feeling like with body type and different things, there might be a lot of improvement. Talk to me about the stage of his game right now, his body now being post mission almost a full year.
Yeah, so TJ is cut from the same cloth as his brother as far as work ethic. I mean, they're guys that are in the gym without being asked. They're there every day, and he constantly works on his game. And to think about the fact that he was a freshman that, you know, was first team all league, the last freshman to do that, I believe, was Danny Ainge to do that. I mean, he's set the bar really high for himself. But his comfort level with what we're doing offensively is just going to be better and better. His comfort level with our team, and that's kind of a huge focus for these next 8 weeks of workouts, are we've got some new pieces here. We've got some return missionaries, and it's kind of the constant juggling act that we have at BYU, is which is so unique across the country, is that we got moving pieces in and out every single year. I think that will be a huge thing for us this summer, is getting that team chemistry, which I'm sure TJ will be, you know, a significant portion of. Is his playmaking ability is really, really good. And so he's definitely worked really hard in the weight room with our strength and conditioning coach. He's been in there as consistent as can be.
Andrew, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Great interview, great insight into the program. I know our fans appreciate it as well. Director of Basketball Operations, Andrew May, thank you.
Yep, appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, sir. Andrew May, it's been a while since we've chatted with Andrew. Actually, when he first was hired as the
awesome
Director of Basketball Operations, I believe we had him on. And sometimes you kind of forget who you have access to. So congratulations and a big round of applause to Mitch Harp for getting that interview.
Mm-hmm.
That was a perfect
breakdown. That was a great interview. Yep, and it's good.
If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360.